KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Sunny skies, 19 degrees in Atlantic at 8 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. We look for increasing cloudiness today and a high around 43. The news is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. A man from Shelby County who was arrested in connection with the February 12, 2013 shooting in Council Bluffs of a woman and her infant son was sentenced Thursday to 25 years in prison after making a plea deal with prosecutors. The Daily Nonpareil says 30-year-old Ronald Farr Jr. pled guilty to charges of attempted murder and willful injury causing bodily injury. He had originally been charged to 3 counts of attempted murder, 2 counts of willful injury causing bodily injury, and 1 count of going armed with intent. He was sentenced to the 25 years in prison for shooting 22-year-old Heather Wilson. The incident took place in the parking lot outside of Wilson's apartment building in Council Bluffs. The woman was putting her children, Tyson, aged 19 at the time, and 4-year-old child in the car at around 5:40 a.m. on February 12th when the gunfire erupted. A neighbor heard the shots and ran out of his apartment to find Wilson lying on the ground. She'd been shot 8 times. One of the rounds struck Wilson and then her infant in the right arm. Both have since recovered from their wounds. Investigators say it was $6,000 from a tax return that set the shooting in motion. Council Bluffs police detectives had pieced together information from witnesses and arrested Farr at his home in Harlan. He'll serve his jail time concurrently with a 5-year sentence for willful injury causing bodily injury, and Farr must serve 17 and a half years before he's eligible for parole. News time is 8:02.
You're home most of the time just watching television, and you don't have any problems hearing the TV, so you don't need to have your hearing tested.
At family functions, everyone pretty much leaves you alone anyway, so you don't need a hearing evaluation.
At the doctor's office, your wife asks all the questions, and she'll help you get all the medications right once you get home. You don't need to hear everything the doctor says.
When everyone at coffee is laughing and having a good time telling jokes, it doesn't bother you. You just laugh along with them so they don't think you didn't get it. The fact that you missed the punchline is okay. You don't like dumb jokes anyway, and you definitely don't need to get your hearing evaluated.
During your last performance evaluation, you didn't get the raise you expected. Your boss says he's tired of repeating instructions, and if things don't improve, your job might be in jeopardy. Maybe it is time to get your hearing checked.
This is Doug Leonard, audiologist at ASI. If you're tired of missing out on quality time with your family, of missing the punchlines with your friends, and maybe even falling behind at work, there is hope. Take control of your life. Call today for a hearing evaluation. ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll. Hear better, live better.
Authorities in Fremont County said Thursday a 66-year-old man from Sydney was arrested Wednesday following an investigation into allegations he sexually abused a 5-year-old girl. The Sydney Police Department said Roger C. Kissel was arrested on charges of second-degree sexual abuse, lascivious acts, and indecent exposure. Kissel was being held without bond in the Fremont County Jail. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office assisted with that incident and investigation. A Springfield, Missouri girl who was kidnapped and murdered Tuesday night, allegedly by a middle school football coach, has ties to Southwest Iowa. The Red Oak Express reports 10-year-old Haley Owens is the daughter of Marcus and Stacy Owens of Springfield, and a granddaughter of Mark Scanlon of Red Oak. Haley's great-grandmother, Connie Sparr, also lives in Red Oak. The little girl was abducted as she was walking home from a friend's house less than 2 blocks away. Her body was found 4 hours later inside of Craig Woods' basement. Woods has been charged with murder, kidnapping, and armed criminal action. Local residents are urged to leave their porch light on overnight for the next couple of days and wear pink and purple today in memory of the Red Oak man's granddaughter who was kidnapped and murdered this week. Authorities have said there's no connection between the girl and Wood. Since Owens' death, several Facebook sites have been created to pay tribute to her and honor her memory. One is Porch Lights for Haley Owens, which encourages people to leave their porch light on overnight until Sunday. And the another site is Wear Pink and Purple Friday in honor of Haley Owens, which, as you might guess, encourages you to wear dress in Haley's favorite colors all day today. Well, authorities in Pottawatomie County say a high-speed vehicle pursuit ended early Wednesday when an Omaha man accused of driving the vehicle was found hiding in the grass. The Omaha World Herald had reported 33-year-old Neil Ackerbloom was taken into custody following a chase that began near Highway 92 at Concord Loop and ended at the Valley View Apartments in Council Bluffs. Officials say a little after 1 a.m. Wednesday, a sheriff's deputy spotted Ackerbloom running a stop sign. When the deputy attempted to pull over the SUV Ackerbloom was driving, he failed to stop and the high-speed chase was underway. Stock sticks were deployed at Mall and Valley View Drives to try and slow the vehicle down. The SUV eventually pulled into the parking lot of the Valley View Apartments, and then Ockerblum took off on foot and hid in the nearby tall grass. After a police helicopter from Omaha saw Ockerblum, authorities converged on his location, but he refused to show his hands when ordered to do so. A stun gun was deployed, and Ockerblum was subsequently arrested without further incident. He faces charges of eluding, possession of marijuana, and will likely face drunken driving charges, according to the authorities, because deputy noticed he smelled of alcohol upon his arrest. Some Northwest Iowa residents want more safety devices placed where two little girls were fatally injured when a train struck a car they were in with their mother and big brother. 2-year-old Camille Bender and her 4-year-old sister Chloe died February 14th at a Sioux Falls, South Dakota hospital. Their brother and mother were hospitalized. Officials in Alta say the safety lights and alarms were working properly at the time of the crash on February 13th. But some residents in the community of 1,900 people say the lights and audible signal aren't enough. They want crossing arms installed as well. Mayor Ronald Nulib told Sioux City television station KCAU that he's already called the Iowa Transportation Department and says, "I'll just keep pursuing it until we get it done." Well, blizzard warnings are still in place until about 9 o'clock this morning for some 24 counties across north-central Iowa. Thursday's storm moved a bit further north, missing a wide section of the state that was considered in the bullseye. A popular truck stop in Hamilton County is packed with vehicles this morning, according to Sandy Robb, who works at the Boondocks truck stop.
We have people in their cars and people in the truckers' lounge, and every room possible is taken. There's nobody going anywhere real fast.
Parts of I-35 in northern Iowa are still closed this morning in both directions due to blowing and drifting of snow, and Rob says the parking lot is curb to curb.
So we have trucks upon trucks, semis upon semis, and they're lined up down the road. Not much more room to get around, actually.
The deepest snow from the storm is in Sierra Gordo and Worth counties, where they received nearly 8 inches. And the Cass County Democratic Party Sherry Tully says that U.S. Congressman Bruce Braley held a spirited discussion with some 31 citizens from different counties Wednesday at the Atlantic Family Table restaurant. Braley talked about his years growing up in Brooklyn, Iowa, before moving to Waterloo, where he and his wife raised their 3 children and where he practiced law for 23 years until being elected to the U.S. House of Representatives from Iowa's 1st District. Braley calls himself a passionate spokesperson for the middle class, fighting for those people who have been marginalized and pushed out of the middle class. He also talked about the effects of Citizens United on his campaign, citing the monetary influence that unknown people are using to formulate negative ads against him. Topics discussed during the 50-minute event included mandatory minimum sentencing for federal crimes, the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, and getting the youth and minorities of the country involved in politics. Some in the crowd on Wednesday cited issues with the ACA, saying that they could get insurance at a lower cost outside the exchange. Others cited family members who benefited from the Affordable Care Act, receiving insurance for conditions that they could not previously have covered. Braley said that the bottom line is that the ACA is that people have benefited from that act, giving people a new lease on life, allowing people to change jobs without worry that they'll lose their health care coverage, and allowing people with pre-existing conditions to have health care coverage for the first time. Braley is running for the U.S. Senate seat that will be open due to Senator Tom Harkin's planned retirement at the end of his current term. Taking a look at national news headlines at this hour, California water officials say they're preparing farmers in the state's Central Valley for the likelihood that they won't receive any water this year from the federal government. California is suffering from a historic drought, and federal officials plan to announce today how much water they can release. They've been measuring mountain snowpack, rainfall, and reservoir levels across the state to determine the water available for farmers, fish migrations, and communities. Lawmakers in Utah and Colorado have voted in favor of proposals to treat tobacco like alcohol and bar it from being sold to anyone under the age of 21. The proposals in both states face several more votes, though, before they can become law. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention data show that Utah already has the nation's lowest smoking rate of about 12%, while Colorado isn't far behind at 18%. The move has been inspired by new research on how many smokers start the habit as teenagers. And finally, Fannie Mae has posted its eighth straight profitable quarter. Fannie had a net income of $6.5 billion from October through December, and its 2013 profit totaled $84 billion after paying a fourth quarter dividend of $7.2 billion to the U.S. Treasury next month. Fannie will have to have repaid its full government bailout. The government rescued Fannie and her sibling Freddie Mac during the crisis of 2008. News time is 8:11.
You're home most of the time just watching television. And you don't have any problems hearing the TV, so you don't need to have your hearing tested.
At family functions, everyone pretty much leaves you alone anyway, so you don't need a hearing evaluation.
At the doctor's office, your wife asks all the questions, and she'll help you get all the medications right once you get home. You don't need to hear everything the doctor says.
When everyone at coffee is laughing and having a good time telling jokes, it doesn't bother you. You just laugh along with them so they don't think you didn't get it. The fact that you missed the punchline is okay. You don't like dumb jokes anyway, and you definitely don't need to get your hearing evaluated.
During your last performance evaluation, you didn't get the raise you expected. Your boss says he's tired of repeating instructions, and if things don't improve, your job might be in jeopardy. Maybe it is time to get your hearing checked.
This is Doug Leonard, audiologist at ASI. If you're tired of missing out on quality time with your family, of missing the punchlines with your friends, and maybe even falling behind at work, there is hope. Take control of your life. Call today for a hearing evaluation. ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll. Hear better, live better.
In the funeral announcements this morning, Elsie Porsche, age 95 of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Elsie Porsche will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Adair. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Actually, it's St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon, I beg your pardon. Lonnie Lewis Smith, age 68 of Council Bluffs and formerly of Oakland, died Wednesday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Lonnie Smith will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Oakland Fire Station. Reagan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Catherine Booman Schomers, age 82 of Harlan and formerly of Portsmouth, died Sunday. A mass of Christian burial service for Catherine Schomers will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Laura Nungesser, age 91, formerly of the Adair County area, died Monday in Wahoo, Nebraska. Graveside services for Laura Nungesser will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Greenfield Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Mary Ann Earlmeyer, age 79 of Carroll and formerly of Templeton, died Wednesday in Carroll. A mass of Christian burial service for Mary Ann Earlmeyer will be held Monday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Templeton. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Muriel Frevert, age 83 of Audubon, died February 14th. A celebration of life memorial service for Muriel Frevert will be Monday at 11 a.m. at the Faith Lutheran Church in Clive. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. And Richard Dick Granger, age 85 of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. And per his wishes, Dick Granger was cremated and there will be no visitation or services. But condolences may be left at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home or on their website at hockenberryfamilycare.com. That is a check of our news, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.